We're now at 4 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Our temperature is at 73 degrees. The sun's back out again here in Albany at the studios in Albany. We are your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM. Covering Regency baseball, we take you back to Meyer Grove, Randy and Kirby.
Thank you, Cy. You bet. Back at Meyer Grove, Dusty Adams taking the first pitch from Wyatt Stephenson, and ground ball over to Matt Schmitz at second. Matt has a roll up his arm and an error on Schmitz. So the Royals have a base runner here in the fourth inning, and the pitch to Cam Miller, low and inside a ball, and 1-0. We're getting a few drops now, big raindrops coming in our window here at Meyer Grove. So Kirby goes and grabs the towels and covers up the equipment. Cam Miller at the plate, the count, one ball, no strikes. Miller tries to bunt, and it goes off of his foot. Hit the bat, and then it ricocheted off of his foot yet. So to Cam, the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1, Cam bounces her back to Wyatt Stephenson in his first at bat. He's 0-for-1 today. Throw to first. Dusty Adams back safely. Boy, they're leaving that right side of the infield open.
It's a nice hole.
Even with the left-handed hitter, Miller.
Schmitz has got to go cover first, too. So
Miller tries to put a bunt down again, and it goes foul.
They're actually wheeling the other way. Never mind.
And the count, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Waiting on deck, it's Carter Thielen for the Richmond Royals. Blaine Otten going through some signs again. Dusty Adams will take his lead. Stephenson from the stretch, kicks and delivers. And Miller, a ground ball foul right off your brother-in-law's hands, Kirby, into the corner.
Makeable play. I was looking down.
Makeable play.
Well, yeah, I'll have to talk about play. That one at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coincidentally, DJ has never once given anyone grief ever. So
I'm sure. It just seems like the best brother-in-law ever.
That he's a good brother-in-law.
Another chance.
Oh, what in the? About to throw his teacup.
That one was hit a lot softer, yet.
That was a makeable play.
So Miller down in the count, one ball, two strikes. Kid's giving him grief right now for not making the play. Those little two-footers out there. And the pitch is high to Cam Miller, and the count, 2-2.
And he throws it. And he throws it past Carter Thielen.
Two balls, two strikes. Two runs, six hits, and an error for Rosa. No runs, three hits, and an error for Richmond. Miller is battling Stephenson here in the fourth inning. The pitch to Miller. Ground ball to first. Ashton Dingman has it. He'll go to second. They get the force, and they will not get Miller as Cameron avoids a near collision with Matt Schmitz, who was going to go back up the throw if Jackson Peter decided to throw it. So a fielder's choice. Cam Miller becomes the base runner over at first.
That was a nice play by Dingman, Randy. He thought at first just go to the bag. Then he's like, wait a minute, I should probably get that lead runner.
I mean, he fields it, and then he spins and just throws a strike to second. I mean, no time to think, just throws a strike.
These young Saints, they got some players on this team.
At the plate, Carter Thielen. Here's the pitch, and the pitch is low for a ball, 1-0.
I hear the church bells. High noon?
High noon. High noon in Meyer Grove. Carter Thielen still in college, Kirby?
He is. Went to Ridgewater this past year. Was on their ball team. They had like 14 guys or something. He said it was awesome. Everybody got to play a lot.
There's a strike call to Carter, and one ball, one strike. Just had some dark clouds roll through Meyer Grove here, but there is blue skies in the west. And I'm sure we're going to have some sunshine here in that half an hour or so.
Did I overreact with these towels?
Well, no, I just like you being cautious. Just
it is electricity.
Going on the pitch was Miller. Here's the throw to second in plenty of time. And Fisher takes out Cameron Miller attempting to steal second. Now, I don't know if there was more than just a straight steal on Kirby, if it was meant to be a hit and run, but Carter Thielen now at the plate with a count of two balls and a strike.
Yeah, Ottman rolling the dice, trying to get something moving, get a little juice going over in that that dugout. But, man, Fisher just a bullet from behind the plate.
So two outs, and Carter Thielen takes a strike called. And we're at two and two. Two balls, two strikes.
Now it's raining.
2-2 the count. Thielen a check swing. They appeal. No, he did not go around, says the base umpire. And at 3-2 now, Carter Thielen stepping back into the batter's box. Here's the Stephenson pitch, and he swung, says the home plate umpire. The ball gets past Fisher, the throw to first. Thielen is safe at first, so strikeout. And Thielen reaches on the pass ball.
Not as eventful as the last strikeout past the catcher I've seen.
No, exactly.
Somewhere there are some boys smiling in St. Martin and cringing in Luxembourg.
Absolutely, yeah. That will bring Adam Backus to the plate. Backus struck out in his first at-bat today against Stephenson. Carter Thielen takes a huge lead over at first, and Backus dribbles this one down the first baseline. It's foul. And Ashton Ingman picking it up in foul ground. The ball is one strike to Adam Backus.
Strikeout victim his first time up.
Stephenson throwing to first, and back safely is Carter Thielen.
I think they heard you with that. Thielen's got a big lead.
Yeah. I mean, compared to Cam Miller, Carter's got at least another step. As Backus dribbles this one at the plate, it's going to go. They're calling it foul. It hit his foot. Backus said it went off of his foot in the batter's box.
Tim Pratt on the pads had his arms up right away. He saw it was off his foot.
Yep.
If Adam Backus said it was off his foot, it was off his foot.
Yep. Most honest guy you're going to ever get.
That's how I'd vouch for that.
0-2 the count. Here's the pitch, and that's high and tight, and one ball, two strikes. One, two, the count. Stephenson nods yes, and the pitch. Low and inside, and 2-2. You know, that last pitch, Stephenson didn't even look over to first base.
Just came right home?
Just came right home.
Huh.
Yeah, and again, I'm watching Wyatt. See if it acknowledges Carter at all. Not yet. And again, he does not. Here's a line drive to center field, a base hit right in front of Kiefler, and the Royals have two on with two out. And that'll bring up Dalton Thielen.
So El Rosa thought that he fouled that off the plate or hit that off the plate, not his foot. They thought they had him struck out on 1-2. Then he punches a single to extend the inning, and you get Dalton Thielen in the batter's box now.
Royals making a little noise here in the top half of the fourth inning. El Rosa leading 2-0.
They got their fast guys on and up this time instead of the slow guys, Randy. Or injured guys.
Or injured. Here's Thielen taking a ball, 1-0. So Wyatt was in trouble in the first inning, cruised through the second inning, had a little trouble in the third, and now in the fourth again, as he has had to pitch out of some jams. There's a strike call to Dalton Thielen, and the count at one ball, one strike.
It's got that light rain at the moment, just enough to annoy you if you're out in the field.
1-1 the count. Stephenson's pitch. Thielen had a good cut at that pitch, and that's fouled off. The count 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Two outs, two on. Stephenson comes home, and Thielen takes high. The count at two balls, two strikes. 2-2 the count. Stephenson wants to work quickly. He has the sign again and the 2-2. That bounces away from Fisher. Doesn't know where it's at. And both runners move up to second and third. So Carter Thielen to third. Adam Bacchus to second.
Good reads right there. Bacchus is a trail runner, so he's just making sure Carter's going. But Carter read it down and saw it pop up and must have had a good secondary and said, throw me out. And Blaine didn't find it right away.
No, Fisher, again, looking for that baseball that had bounced away from him. So first base is open at 3-2. The pitch, and Thielen laces it to right center field. It'll score one. Here comes Bacchus, and Bacchus is going to cross the plate, tying this game up on the RBI single by Dalton Thielen. That scores two.
DT all over that ball to right, Randy, just ripping it over the head of Matt Schmitz. Coming up with it in right field is Derek Wiener. Bacchus going right away, gets the free head start with two outs. Didn't have to wait or anything, so he scores easily. And new ball game.
I honestly think if he lets that go, that's ball four. That was up in the strike zone. It really was. He hit that up by his eyes. To the plate, Chase Alshire. Chase has been on base twice today, a base hit and a walk, and the first pitch a strike call to Chase. A new ball game here, folks. 2-2 in the fourth inning. El Rosa and Richmond state qualifier game here. Winner will get St. Martin next Friday night up in El Rosa as Alshire swings through that pitch and misses, and 0-2. Maltz, two strikes. Stephenson, quick throw to first, and Dalton Thielen back safely. Yeah, this is a point two. Does Blaine Ottman try to get Dalton Thielen into second base now?
Two outs, two strikes. I wouldn't see why not.
0-2 the count. The pitch to Alshire. He'll drive this one foul and out of play down the third baseline. Counted 0-2 yet.
Again, El Rosa thought they were out of this inning, Randy. Richmond scored twice since that has happened.
It's been a strange inning. I mean, El Rosa made an error in this inning. They've had a strikeout with a pass ball. Here's Alshire, ground ball to first. Ashton Dingman has it. He'll run it to the bag, and that'll do it for Richmond in the fourth inning. But they tie this one up, scoring two runs in the inning on two hits. There was an El Rosa error and one man left on base. 3.5 innings. El Rosa 2, Richmond 2. More baseball in a minute here on KASM.
Hi, this is Matt Hubert, commercial and ag lender here at Kensington Bank. I take pride in providing financial resources to our community here in central Minnesota. Whether you're looking to finance an expansion, purchase equipment, acquire land, or manage your cash flow, I strive to be your first and only call to handle your banking and financial needs. Stop by and see me at our Belgrade or El Rosa locations, or give me a call at 320-254-8491. And don't forget to tell me you heard me here on AM 1150. Kensington Bank, member FDIC.
When it comes to a fun night out with friends, a quick bite with the family, or just stopping in to wet your whistle on a hot day on the water, the answer time and time again is Shady's Long Shots on Highway 23 between Cold Spring and Richmond. Shady's has daily specials that keep customers coming back. Tuesday, it's $5 tacos and $3 margaritas. Wednesday, three-piece chicken dinner for $8. Thursday, it's wings and $3 rails and domestic beer. Fun is always going on at Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring. Wishing best of luck to all the teams in this year's Region 15C tournament.
Your dependable neighbor broadcasting from the Blattner Company studio. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
10 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, overcast skies here in central Minnesota, and we take you back to Meyer Grove. More exciting Region C baseball action.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Peyton Winter will lead it off for the El Rosa Saints. 2-2 ball game. New ball game here as Richmond scored two in the top of the fourth inning. Adam Neibauer, the draftee from Farming, delivers to Winter, and that hits Winter in fair territory. No call by the home plate umpires, as that actually, he was out of the batter's box.
Well out of the batter's box.
Oh, wow. Now they are going to confer, the two umpires, but Peyton Winter is safe at first, they're saying right now, but Winter had started out of the batter's box, and that ball hit him out in front of home plate.
AJ's going to come unglued here if they call this foul. They do not.
They're going to live with their call.
Well, he can stop complaining about that ball that Adam said hit off his foot now.
So, a base runner, Peyton Winter. I give him a base hit here.
He bunted, so this guy's got a bunt, right?
Blaine Fisher. You would think that getting the bunt call here. Fisher pulls back on the bat. Damn, that pitch low from Nybauer. And 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Winter gets a pretty good lead at first. Holthaus will hold him. And the throw by Nybauer. Winter back safely. Is that Nybauer's B move?
Maybe C?
C move?
Z?
Yep. There's a little quicker move.
That's the way to do it, right? Lull him to sleep with one and then come with the hard one right after
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Nobody out for Al Rosa here in the fourth inning, a 2-2 ball game. Blaine Fisher at the plate. And Fisher will drag a bunt down that first baseline. Oh. Nybauer again can't come up with it. And everybody safe for Al Rosa. So Nybauer making that attempt. They're going to give him a hit on the scoreboard.
What? Hey, that is not a hit. That's an error. He rolled right up his glove. That's an error. I'm marking it as an error, Randy. It was right to him.
So out,
that's
of, out
old
of the
it's like saying
dugout
to the runner.
Is Blaine Ottman. He's going to have a word with his right-hander and the infielders right now coming out.
So Kiefler's, I mean, you got two guys that have been on that are good, that got on with a bunt, and Kevin's a better bunter. So I think this is more of an opportunity to talk about where everyone should be positioned, Randy.
Exactly.
Know what we're doing on a bunt.
Peyton Winter over at second, Blaine Fisher at first. Two on, nobody out.
How about it? Center fielder, Kevin.
Gotta bring
Kiefler.
Kevin Kiefler to the plate. Kevin, so far today, 2-for-2. As Nybauer pitches, Kiefler shows bunt, pulls back on the bat, and the ball low, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. They kick the pitch. Kiefler bunt down that first baseline. This one is foul. And the count at 1-1.
No dusty rolls there. Is that stayed off that fringe?
Talk about four people converging, though. We had Nymar, Holthaus, Kiefler, and Cole Schmitz all within probably a 4-foot radius.
It's a lot of man, too.
It is. Yeah. They were all there. Whoa. One ball, one strike. Kiefler showing bunt. Nybauer comes home. Pitch a strike call to Kevin, and now 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Two on, nobody out. A 2-2 ball game here. Bottom of the fourth inning. This is a state qualifier game. Richmond and Al Rosa.
Wouldn't put it past him. Nice squaring already, Randy.
On 1-2. Now Kevin calls for time. Steps back out of the batter's box. And Nybauer back on the mound. Kevin choking up on that bat a little bit. Nybauer comes to the set. And his pitch to Kiefler. Fly ball left field. Dusty Adams got it measured. Adams will make the catch for the out. And one down. Ethan Bolt was warming up in the Saints bullpen. And after Wyatt Stephenson struggled with the Royals in the top of the fourth, we may see Mr. Bolt enter the ball game.
Big out right there for Nybauer, Randy. Getting Kiefler to retire is one thing, but keeping those runners at first and second, a big other.
Absolutely. Peyton Winter still at second. Blaine Fisher at first. That'll bring Will Van Beck to the plate. Will 0 for 2 today. The young man, right-handed hitter, takes the first pitch from Nybauer high and over his head. Ball one. 1-0 the count. Ready on the mound, Nybauer. That pitch on the way, and Van Beck will follow this one. Backing out of play, and the count at 1-1.
If it's raining, if it's raining, it's not much anymore.
No,
maybe a mist.
It's definitely subsided. One ball, one strike. The pitch to Van Beck, off speed, hitting the hole. Bacchus tries to knock it down, can't. They're going to send Winter, and he's going to score standing up as Adam Bacchus just could not get to that ball, and it ends up in left field in an RBI for Will Van Beck.
The fresh haircut in the Grover infield, Randy, just a little zip on that ball. Maybe yesterday that's gobbled up a little more. Found a hole right there, and it's back to an El Rosa lead.
Gosh, that's like three balls today to
right
that
same
side.
Spot,
yeah. It's almost like if I'm Adam Bacchus, I'm going to move over three steps. Here's Jackson Peter. He'll follow it back and out of play. Count 0-1. Jackson 2-for-2 today. One run in for El Rosa here in the fourth inning. They've taken the lead back at 3-2. Adam Niebauer sets and delivers. Breaking ball, a little bit low. The count, one ball, one strike. 1-1 to the El Rosa shortstop. Jackson had a base hit and scored a run in the first, a base hit in the second. And the pitch two, Peter is high for a ball, and now 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Niebauer ready again from the stretch. And the breaking ball a little bit high, and 3-1.
Took a lot off right there on that off-speed pitch, Randy.
Yeah.
Spinning that right up.
3-1 the count. Niebauer, the pitch, followed up by Jackson Peter in the count full, now 3-2. The base runner over at the second, it's Fisher. At first, Will Van Beck. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2. El Rosa with the lead over Richmond. Niebauer, just a quick glance back to second. Again, and Peter swings and misses out on strikes.
Fourth strikeout for Adam. None bigger than that one right there. You get first and second, nobody out. You get Kiefler, first and second, nobody out. They do got their run in, but you got Kiefler to fly out, and then Peter with a strikeout right there, Randy. That's a big one, but you're not out of the woods yet with this big boy.
Not at all, Jackson. Peter with the strikeout. Ashton Dingman to the plate. Ashton struck out twice so far today against Adam Niebauer. The big lefty fouls this one at the plate. Off Cole Schmitz. And the count at 0-1 to Ashton Dingman. Ball's in a strike.
It's got him twice thus far. Strikeout, strikeout.
Ready on the mound, Niebauer. Pitch. Dingman, fly ball left field. Dusty Adams coming in. And he'll make the catch for the out. That'll end the El Rosa inning as the Saints score a run. One run on two hits. There was an error and
Ethan.
Two left on base. We have played four here in Meyer Grove. El Rosa 3, Richmond 2. More baseball here on KESM in a minute.
White Clover Farms in Painesville is proud to support the broadcast of the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament. At White Clover Farms, they pride themselves on shipping fresh produce like rosemary, sage, thyme, mint, and much more to grocery stores all over the Midwest. If you are interested in offering fresh produce to your customers or are wondering if there is White Clover Farms produce in a store near you, give them a call at 320-243-7646. That's White Clover Farms in Painesville.
Columbia Gear and Avon is proud to sponsor Region 15C Amateur Baseball on Chasm Radio. The foundation of a good team comes down to its players, and Columbia Gear is looking to add to their team. Columbia Gear is one of the largest family-owned Central Minnesota employers. It's not just a job. We are providing you the opportunity to build a career with us. Benefits include great pay, benefits, paid vacation, paid holidays, 401k, low-cost health, dental, vision, and more. We are willing to train. Apply today and build your career with Columbia Gear in Avon.
And we're now at 23 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading of 71 degrees. Well, we lost a couple of degrees as it's clouded up. We take you back to Meyer Grove. More exciting baseball action. It's Randy and Kirby.
Top of the fifth inning. Cole Schmitz will lead it off for the Richmond Royals. Schmitz 1-for-2 today with a base hit in his last at bat. He'll face Ethan Boat. Kirby Hemish, Ethan coming in and relief wide Stephenson.
Stephenson goes four, gives up those two runs in that fourth inning. You'd say commendable right there. It was a nice work by Wyatt.
Pitch to Schmitz. There's ball two and 2-0.
Not a bad guy to fall back on, by
no.
the way.
With Ethan coming in the game, Richmond all of a sudden sends a relief pitcher down to their bullpen too. Schmitz will get the first home run of this region tournament. As he plants it in the bean field out in left center field and ties this one up at three.
Man, how long were you sitting on that?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Like it, Randy.
Yeah.
Give it the beans. Tie game. That's Dalton Thielen in the pen, by the way, for those curious.
What a shot by Cole Schmitz. I'm sure he's faced Ethan Boat over the years, and that at bat, Cole Schmitz wins.
2-0 pitch. You got to come with one, probably. You don't want to fall behind 3-0, and bam, came right at him, and Cole let it fly. Now the adventure begins for four young individuals in the bean patch out there.
Exactly. As Sam Holthaus will take a ball in the dirt from Ethan Boat, and 1-0. A no-doubter by Cole Schmitz. Has tied this one up as Boat kicks and delivers. Holthaus will take outside, and the count at 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. The kick, the pitch, and Holthaus a mighty swing. Two balls and one strike. Nothing like home run balls that get fans buzzing.
Yeah, it's really a little juice. We needed one for the tournament.
Yes. Two balls and one strike to count to Holthaus. A little bit low on that pitch and 3-1. The count. Ethan Boat delivers to Holthaus, and this one will go over our heads, falling out of play. Yeah.
Randy's heart rate.
Yeah, yeah. Just keep your eye on the ball. Three balls, two strikes. Pitch to Holthaus, high ball four, and Sam will draw a walk with nobody out, and it'll bring Kyle Buddy to the plate for Richmond.
Buddy fighting it a little bit today. He's been up with the bases loaded and two outs twice, Randy, a fly out and a bounce out. So
he's left a few men on the base paths.
That's six by my count, but see if his buddy and classmate, Blaine Ottman, will give him some confidence right here with a bunt opportunity.
Ethan Boat works from the stretch. Buddy shows bunt, puts it down the first baseline. Good bunt. As Boat will throw to first. And out is Kyle Buddy. Sacrifice, though, in order.
But a small ball kind of tournament.
Just some good reassurance. There are some good hops on that side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not everything hit chunked up that right side is going to end up as a hit.
That'll bring Dusty Adams to the plate with a base runner at second and one out, and Dusty takes inside a ball, 1-0.
You see Vogt versus Schmitz, now Vogt versus Adams. The amount of times these guys have faced off against each other over the years for a cross-division matchup.
Ethan Boat's pitch, Dusty loops it to left field. Coming hard is the left fielder. He can't make the catch as it goes off of his glove. Will Van Beck dove for it, Kirby. He had the glove on it, but it bounced out of his mitt. I think it hit his just palm.
Yeah.
And then it bounced up and hit him in the head yet, too.
I think that basically, did he overdive it, basically, or extend it too far? Because he ends up diving, and I thought he had a very good chance of making that play, but Holthaus in no man's land at second, Randy.
He had a retreat.
And he went back to the bag because it looked like he was going to catch the ball. So he has to just go back to second, and that's that.
So first and second for the Royals with one out. And here's Cam Miller swinging over the top of the pitch from Ethan Vogt. 0-1.
Nice. Doug Meyer out there instructing the youth where the ball is.
Well, it's one strike. Vogt looks back to second and comes home. And that pitch low and in the dirt. And the count at 1-1. A ball and a strike. Royals, two on here in the fifth inning, a tie ball game, 3-3. Pitch to Cam Miller is high for a ball, and now two balls in one strike.
State tourney berth's going to be earned here today, Randy. Battle between the Saints and Royals.
2-1 the count. Miller will take high and tight, and now 3-1. Three balls, one strike. On deck for Richmond, Carter Thielen. And there's a strike call to Cam Miller, and now the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, just one out. The pitch, this one popped up down the third baseline. Jackson Peter in fair ground makes the catch for the out. So Miller tried to take it the other way and maybe punch it over the infield. Gets a little bit underneath it, and the second out.
It was a good spot by Vogt, Randy. Burning that kind of away. Miller just chunking it, that left side pop-up, like you said, going the other way with it.
Up to the plate, Carter Thielen. Carter 0 for 2. As he'll take a fastball at the knees for a strike from Ethan and 0-1.
Dusty Adams with that base hit, Randy. His daughter Lydia just texted me and said, I'm listening to you and your boss on the radio. Hi, Lydia.
0-1 the count to Thielen. That ball bouncing in the dirt. Sam Holthaus is going to take third on the play. Dusty holds on at first. So Holthaus gets that initial jump. And if you can do that and not hesitate at all, there's a good chance you will make it to another base. So
read it down.
Read it. Two balls, one strike. Carter Thielen looking down at Blaine Ottman. 3-3 our score as the Royals have tied it up with a home run by Cole Schmitz. Pitch a little bit high for a ball, and now 3-1 to Thielen. On deck, Adam Bacchus.
2-1, Randy.
Excuse me, two balls, one strike. The kick and the pitch to Thielen. Popped up over by first base. Ashton Dingman chasing it, and that's going to be fouling out of play. It makes the fans scatter.
My wife over there. Watch it, Carter.
Wife and your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam Holthaus's mother.
Two balls, two strikes. Holthaus leads from third, and Dusty Adams over at first. The 2-2. Thielen stays in the count as he fouls it to the backstop. In two balls, two strikes yet.
16 hits in a little over four innings.
Thielen waits on the breaking ball and a fly ball to the left field. Will Van Beck towards the line makes the catch for the out. That'll do it for Richmond here in the fifth inning. But a leadoff home run by Cole Schmitz ties it up as Richmond scores one run on two hits. No errors, two left on base. We played 4.5. It's El Rosa 3, Richmond 3. More baseball in a minute on KASN.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now's the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
Baseball fans, head to Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin this Sunday and build your own omelet from 11 until 1 p.m. every Sunday at Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin, all for just $9.99. Stop at Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin during both weekends of Region 15C baseball and quench your thirst with a bucket of beer. That's five beers for just $15. Yeah, five beers, 15 bucks. Good luck, area teams, in the Region 15C baseball tournament from Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're
your dealer. 28 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, we have a temperature reading now of 71 degrees and overcast skies here in central Minnesota. Back to Meyer Grove, more Region C baseball action.
Thank you, Cy. To the bottom of the fifth inning, Derek Wiener will lead it off for El Rosa facing Adam Niebauer. The count, one ball, one strike. Derek Wiener, Matt Schmitz, and Gavin Campson. Middle of the order for El Rosa. A 3-3 ball game if you're just joining us, Spring Hill. They'll be taking on Watkins, game number two today. And then later on this afternoon, New Munich and Lake Henry in an elimination game. Both the Spring Hill Watkins game and the Lake Henry New Munich game are elimination games.
Chargers are here.
Two balls, one strike to Wiener. And the pitch is strike called and 2-2.
Wiener with an RBI knock back in the first inning. That plated Peter, or that plated Kiefler, excuse me.
2-2.
Two run first for the Saints.
Ready on the mound, Niebauer. The pitch on the way. Fastball high and the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Niebauer has the sign from Cole Schmitz as the right-hander delivers and Wiener swings at the high fastball. He's out on strikes.
Five punch outs for the farming drafty Adam Niebauer. Got that run he gave up in the fourth, the two, of course, in the first. But I don't know, four and a third, not bad. Five punch outs. Helps when he gets his leadoff guy out, it looks like.
That'll bring Matt Schmitz to the plate. Matt 0 for 2 today. Niebauer's pitch to Schmitz, low for a ball, 1-0.
Schmitz reached on that error by Adam Bacchus that scored a run back in the first inning.
1-0 the count. There's a strike to Matt, and one ball, one strike. This year's state tournament held down in Faribault, Dundas, and Meeseville. Schmitz will tap this one off the plate, and the count at a ball and two strikes.
Doug, how are the beans? Doug Meyer back up into the press box after that couldn't have been easy to find that that home run ball.
It was a coordinated effort. Doug could see where it went in. Those kids out there were kind of guessing, I think.
So would that be called crop spotting?
Yeah. One ball, two strikes. Pitch in the dirt from Adam Niebauer, and the count, two balls, two strikes. Two-two the count to Schmitz. One out for El Rosa in the fifth. And Matt swings and misses. He's out on strikes. I want to say, Kirby, that Niebauer is sneaky fast. I mean, he gives you that long, deliberate release. And
yeah.
A lot of off-speed, but when he brings that fastball, like right there, Schmitz, sneaky fast.
There's something behind it. And if you're geared up for the off-speed, and he kind of, like you said, lulls you to sleep with his slow, deliberate delivery, and next thing you know, it's on you.
That'll bring designated hitter Gavin Campson to the plate. Gavin hitting earlier in the game for Wyatt Stephenson. Now he is the DH for Ethan Boat. First pitch a ball, the second pitch upstairs, and 2-0. Well, the Clippers are here too, so we've got both teams.
We'll have a game.
In-house. Yeah, we will have a game. Exactly. Campson swings over the top of Niebauer's pitch and the count at two balls and a strike.
I like that. 2-0. Fell behind you.
if he comes with something, I'm going to hack at it. Even if you come up empty, give it a shot.
2-1, two outs. Kamson pops this one up in the infield. Sam Holthaus, Niebauer. Surprised none of the infielders called him off. That was up there. Niebauer does make the catch, and that'll end the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We have played five innings, 3-3. Richmond and El Rosa, we're back in a minute.
See Holthaus?
We're back in a minute. Here at El Rosa's, or actually Meyer Grove's baseball park, our Region 15 C sponsors include the fine folks over at Grove Mutual Insurance, Dairyland Supply, Brandon Stang, Custom Farming, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Richmond and Albany A&W, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, Central Minnesota Realty, IPM, Wade Park, White Clover Farm, Shady Silver Spur, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Kensington Bank, Albany Ready Mix, Shady's Long Shots, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Munich, Long Prairie and Sox Center, Columbia Gear, St. Martin National Bank, El Rosa Lumber Company, West Central Sanitation bringing us baseball along with Stony Creek Dairy, Rambo Incorporated, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Pep's Pork of World Spring Hill, Painesville Farmers Union, Lake Henry Implement, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, John Dole, Century 21 Realtor, as Adam Bacchus steps into the box, the account to Adam at 1-1. The Royals starting the sixth inning here as Ethan Vogt delivers to Bacchus. A ground ball to third. Winter stops it. Now he'll step and throw and gets Bacchus by a step. Over at first base, 5-3 on the putout. Other Region 15C sponsors, the Greenwald Pub, Freeport State Bank, Fire Built in Belgrade, BNS Excavating. We're at Belgrade, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Albany Family Dentistry, Albany Chrysler Center, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in Farming, and Kramer Lumber of Melrose. Dalton Thielen into the box, and the first pitch to Dalton is a strike called in 0-1.
Dalton with that big two RBI single his last time up, Randy.
Thielen a ground ball over to Blaine Ottman in the third base coach box. That's a foul, and the count at 0-2. A 3-3 ball game, top of the sixth inning. Thielen pops this one up over by the first base dugout. This is going to go falling out of play. And the count to Dalton at 0-2 yet. The ball, it's two strikes. Ethan Vogt delivers fastball high. And 1-2. I get the impression, Kirby, that Ethan Vogt's pitch drives, too. He's got that hard fastball. If you're catching him, you're going, ouch. Yeah. Pitch low to Thielen on the count 2-2. 2-2 the count. Thielen will follow it back and out of play, and the battle continues with Vogt and Thielen. Thielen, Altshire, and Cole Schmitz in the sixth inning for Richmond. As Dalton swings and misses, he goes down on strikes.
First strikeout for Ethan, as it was a good battle brewing right there. Almost like that little extra gear sometimes when you need one, Randy. Just go reach back and buzz it in there.
Chase Altshire makes his way to the plate. Chase 1-for-2 today with a walk. And the first pitch, a ball to Chase, and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Three runs, nine hits, and an error for El Rosa. Three runs, seven hits, and an error for Richmond. Foul ball by Chase Altshire. That breeze past the press box here.
If only the listeners knew how cool you made those inning summary or those summaries sound while you were squirming the whole time.
Foul ball over by the Richmond dugout now, which is on the first base side, and the count at a ball and two strikes.
You just get restless with these lefties, don't you?
You do. You do. The 1-2 pitch and a swing and a miss. Altshire's out on strikes, and that'll end the Richmond sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We played 5.5, El Rosa 3, Richmond 3. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 1-855-845-8415. Good luck to all the area teams. Do you have wireless dead spots in your home or business? Well, Albany Mutual Telephone can help. Let our team of professionals maximize your wireless internet signal where you need it most. With our managed Wi-Fi, we offer an industry-leading technology solution that boosts your wireless internet connection. Get managed Wi-Fi from Albany Mutual Telephone today. Call us at 320-845-2101 or visit online at albanytel.com. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home.
18 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we are down to 70 degrees here in central Minnesota. Yeah, lost 3 degrees already. Cooled off as it clouded up. More exciting baseball action. We take you back to Meyer Grove.
Thank you, Cy. Bottom of the sixth inning. Peyton Winter will lead it off for the El Rosa Saints. It'll be Winter, Blaine Fisher, and Kevin Kiefler. Peyton Winter so far today, 1-for-2. He had that little bit of a controversial bunt, a base hit bunt, that many of us saw that he ran into it in fair ground. Winter will follow back and out of play in the count 1-1.
He bunted it, then ran, and the ball hit him when he was out of the batter's box, neither umpire seeing it. Coincidentally, Peyton scored the third run for El Rosa here today. Always seem to, don't they?
Here's Winter fouling another pitch back and out of play.
Nybauer was getting these Saints hitters to chase above the zone a lot, Randy. I mean, we saw Funnenstein last night getting the Martins to chase out of the zone with that nasty off speed, but just fastballs that the El Rosa's chasing high.
Yeah, I know Derek Wiener struck out on a fastball up by his eyes. Yeah.
Schmitz.
Yep. The count, 1-2. Nybauer's pitch, and Winter takes low for a ball. And 2-2. 2-2 the count. Adam Nybauer, the draftee from Farming, kicks and delivers. And an off-speed curveball that Winter swings over the top of and misses. And he's out on strikes.
7 punch-outs now for Nybauer.
Bring Blaine Fisher to the plate.
Blaine
0-2 today. He reached on an error back in the fourth inning. As Fisher bats, nobody on here in the sixth inning. And he will lift this one to left field. Dusty Adams coming in. Adams calls for it and makes the catch for out number 2.
Blaine, that was up there. I mean,
that was
off the bat. I saw where Dalton was playing. It's like, oh, he's going to have a long, this might be tough, but it just stayed in the air. Dusty came in because they're playing pretty deep. No doubles with nobody on base. So, yeah, it's well, something's going on up there in the atmosphere, Randy. Ball carrying today.
So up at the plate, it's Kevin Kiefler, and Kevin 2-for-3 for the Saints. Had a couple hits in the first and second inning. Scored the Saints' first run today. The pitch 2, Kevin Kiefler, is a ball, and the count 1-1. 1-1. Nybauer down to Cole Schmitz. He gets the sign, and Kiefler will fall off the breaking ball, and the count at a ball and 2 strikes. 1-2 the count. Kiefler back into the box. Nybauer ready on the mound, and his pitch. It's low and away. The count, 2-2. 2-2. The kick, the pitch. Ground ball to third. Cameron Miller, nice play. And the two hopper, the throw to first. They get Kiefler, 5-3 in the putout. That'll do it for the Saints in the sixth. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We are back with the seventh inning in 1 minute here on KASM.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Make the switch and start your new career at Beyer Built Woodworks in Belgrade. Beyer is a family-owned company that offers fantastic benefits. Right now, they're looking for a general laborer, assembler, and night shift truck loader with a $20 starting wage. Beyer Built Woodworks, a millwork distributor in Belgrade, offers health, dental, life, disability, 401k with company match, paid time off, and revenue sharing with a strong, growing company. Apply today at BeyerBuilt.com. That's B-A-Y-E-R, BeyerBuilt.com.
Also have positions for machine operators, route drivers, and over-the-road drivers.